7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Dude, you're spanking me.
Oh, yeah. I think we know what that means. Okay, here we go. The current time. You know it, and I know it, but there are some people who might be hearing this for the first time. It's 1930 UTC, and I'm now noticing that this cord is tied up into a knot. So hold on a second. Let me undo this and say that, hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee with tangled cables that I'm trying to untie by force. And yeah, that's going to do it. Oops. And what are we doing today on the Dubious Goals Committee? Because it's 1930 UTC. Well, today's going to be synth day because I'm a little weird and it's raining a little bit outside. But it's going to be nice and warm tomorrow, so maybe we'll go outside tomorrow. So what am I doing? What am I doing today? What am I doing right now? Oh, well, synth. Doing some synth stuff because yesterday evening I was doing some modeling stuff. If you'll remember from yesterday's show, I bought a donor figure. It sounds like I'm ordering a gyro. I'm not ordering a donor kebab. I went to the dollar store and I bought an action figure. And I didn't even have to cut the head off because it just popped off really nicely. So I popped the head off. And then I took that little alien dude that I had and I clipped off his body and I carved his neck, which was really his body because he was chibi SD type. And managed to pop that right back onto the new body. So that turned out better than I thought. Looks great. I haven't taken any photographs of it yet, but when I do, you'll be the first to see them. The figure came with some swords. It came with a little weapons pack, some weird kind of thing that pegged to the back of the figure. But this is all cheap junk, so it's cheap plastic, and so the swords were all bent, and they're not that cool to begin with, because first of all, they're painted gold. Ugh. So I thought, okay, where's my bag of cocktail swords? And, to make a long story short, I finally found them. They were in the soft crafts room, not in the war room, not in any of the craft areas, no. Well, I mean, they were in the soft crafts room area. That doesn't make any sense because they're not very soft. But regardless, I found them. And even though I did consider going to the store to buy more, I don't want to spend $5 on a bunch of swords that I'm only going to use one of. But anyway, to make a long story short, using the boiling water method, I managed to kind of straighten out the swords that came with the figure, but they look so terrible that it's not good. I may just have to repaint them. I got the cocktail swords out, and although the cocktail swords look good, they don't quite fit in the hand. And, I don't know, cocktail swords are great if you can light them up with lasers from afar. This is a whole thing. I'm not going to take any pictures of this figure until I can put it into an environment where it looks kind of cool. Little diorama. I'll think of something. I don't know what. I'd probably use a lot of LEDs. And so I did that yesterday. That was fun. I did that yesterday night. And so here we are, sitting in front of the synth again, sending messages to aliens. They'll get back to me on that. And we've got our We've got our external reverb back. We got our external effects back, which we couldn't use the other day because I was using the power port to charge up the batteries, and so you didn't even notice. I don't even think I mentioned it. So today, we're still faced with the same old garbage that we've been dealing with, which is what exactly? Which is this. Okay. And then we got this. Which I think is a little bit groovier than this. And they don't work together very well. They get in each other's way, which is, you know, not necessarily a bad thing. It just means, you know, don't use them together. Right? Don't have them running together. So what? So, well, it's also, we changed the bass line. This is the old original bass line. And this is the new bass line, but it's out of sync. So let's stop this really quick. And we'll reset it so that you can hear how the bass line actually goes. But that's annoying because that high note, dun, 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 that's the start of it. Is it the bass line that's the problem with all this? Oh, and I forgot to mention something else extremely important. When I was looking for the cocktail swords, I found a CDS cell. And when I say a CDS cell, I mean a photoresistor. Bad habits are long to break. If you're an autodidact like myself and you taught yourself electronics purely by looking at components on the wall at Radio Shack, you will probably always refer to photoresistors as CDS cells, cadmium sulfide. And so, yeah, that's what I do, cadmium sulfide. Anyway, what's that mean? Well, it means now that I can fix this thing right here, which is my double Vactrol. Except the second Vactrol, I had to use a different CDS cell than I used on my other two Vactrols, because I got both my Vactrols back to back here for some reason, just to take up space. And the second one doesn't work, or the third one doesn't work, because I had to use a different CDS cell, and I didn't bother to do any measurements. And anyway, that's gonna get replaced. Maybe I'll do that today. Maybe that'll be a big project I can do, and I will replace that Vactrol with something new. That might be good. That might be good. So, the other thing I was thinking yesterday is this bass line. This bass line. See, we started it out of sync again. We can't do that. We cannot do that. I don't like this. So, what are we going to do? Well, it's not that I don't like it. It's fine. It's just very boring. And I thought, well, maybe this is the problem. Maybe this is the problem with the whole damn thing. Maybe we need to... What? Where are we source clocking? What's the source of clock? What are we using for the master clock? Are we using my performance sequencer? I don't know. We got so much clock happening. Am I using the modulation source? So much damn clock coming over there. No. Yes. No. Is this an out or an in? That's an in. Okay, we are using, I think. Wait, which is clock in, which is clock out? This is clock out. So we got something going into the clock in. Where's this clock in come from? I gotta trace the brown cable. Yes. Performance sequencer. The clock daisy chain is basically going my performance sequencer into the modulation magic machine, then into Florian, and then coming out of Florian, it's going into my white noise generator and sample and hold. Where does it go from there? No, but it doesn't matter. From there it goes into... So what does that mean? That means that if I turn this knob on Florian, nothing happens. So we need to turn other clock divisions. Well, I mean, I know how. Just turn the damn knob. But what if we do... Let's just punch this up like this. That's just going to go all the way because this one's turned all the way up. Let's turn it back a little bit. Not so interesting. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to incorporate the second sequencer. But we're not going to sound anything with the other sequencer. The other sequencer is just synced. It's clocked to the first sequencer, which is making the dun 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 dun. But it's not actually sounding anything. But what I'm doing is I'm using the clock dividers for the second sequencer to help mess up the rhythm of the first. Does this make it any better? What if we slow this one down? It's an interesting rhythm there. What happens if we punch this in? Wait, we better bring that volume down. This is going to clip, isn't it? That does kind of sound cooler, doesn't it? But we did not start that from the beginning. We do not know what that's going to be like because that we didn't sync it up. Okay, this is what it'll sound like if we start it from scratch. Oh, yeah. okay. That's working for me a little bit better. How about you? Does it sound kind of cool? It does sound kind of cool. We need to get some more bass out of it, though, don't we? No, we got rid of the gunk. Do we want to add more gunk? It's extra bassy. Harmonize it up here. Nope. Too drifty. We'll worry about that later. Let's adjust the envelope. Get more decay. Mix this a little bit better. Yeah, I'm down with that. But now I'm looking at this cable that's hanging out here doing nothing. Why do we have a loose cable? Uh-oh, it's modulation. What's it coming out of? Okay, purple. Oh, it's some kind of longish thing. Is it? Oh, it's the weird wonky one. What happens if we plug this into the cutoff of Florian? Let's listen to it. I don't know, we could leave it like that. Is it cool? Well, that could be cool. We might have to change that up a little bit. But maybe we could find somewhere else to plug into that, plug that funky modulation into. What else we got? Well, we can unweave it from some of these other cables here on my loom. What if we were to plug this into, oh, I'm tempted. Don't do it, Tobe, don't do it. Too late, I did it. Now we have to adjust the attenuverter. And now you can hear it, it's messing up our thing. Here we are with normal, and now well, that's a little much. An extreme example, turn it down a little bit. We plug it into the runaway oscillator. No real effect because it doesn't sound a lot. Although we could use this as pitch. Not too weird. We should probably just get rid of this, don't you think? You got no more to say about it. That's what I said. Now, can I unplug this with one hand? No, gotta put the microphone down for a second. Let's free this cable. We might need that later. Because I'm running out of this size of cable. Why did I buy another 8-meter long ones instead of buying another... How long are these? What are these, like 40 centimeters? Yeah, 40. Still, this baseline. We could add stuff to it. We could push a button here. Which button? This button. Lower. That's just noise. Tune it. Is that cool? How's that sound with the thing? You know, it might be cooler if... Turn it off. And turn it off. That might be cooler if what? It's this master clock business. See, I'm not really... I just realized my master clock is my little crappy little children's toy from IKEA. Now, I will remind you that this product is Lego compatible, which just proves it's a toy. So I got my stupid Lego compatible keyboard, which is the actual master clock. I'm sending that signal to the input of my performance sequencer, which then goes to the through the chain that we already discussed. Now the problem is, or is this a problem? I've got these run at different PPQNs, which is clock stuff. The clock rate is not the same. For example, if the baby, this stupid made by children in IKEA Lego damn keyboard. It's running at double the master clock rate. Or it's double PPQ. I think this is pulses per quarter note. I think, if I remember correctly, this thing is running at, what, 8 PPQ? And I think my performance sequencer is only running at 4. So whatever I have my toy Lego IKEA keyboard, what is it? What's it running at? It's running at 100 BPM, which means it's running at 100 BPM at 8 PPQ. But don't quote me on this. These numbers are just for an example. But because my... That's then feeding my performance sequencer, which I think is only running at 4 PPQ. In other words, half the PPQ. So if you hit the little button on my performance sequencer that says BPM, boink, it says we're running at 49.9 or 50. We're at half speed. And that's with, you know, no clock division. As soon as we start dividing clock right there, boom, it starts slowing down more. The whole chain will slow down because everything else is standard. It's the standard of standards. This is why we have standards. And this is why you do not buy teenage engineering products. My God, they observe no standards whatsoever. So it's kind of a hassle. And I think there is some kind of way to change PPQ on your toy IKEA Lego POS, but that requires the manual, which doesn't really exist, but there is one online, and so maybe you can find it online. And I never bothered to fix it because I can work around it. I can, you know, just do double slow drum beats if I want. The only thing I use this damn thing for is the drums. And of course, for occasionally doing this. Which you probably can't hear right now too well. It doesn't help that I'm talking over it. And I could fix this. And I'm sure I could probably fix it in my performance sequencer too. I could just double the PPQ of my performance sequencer, but then I'd have to double the PPQ of everything else, and some of these things you can't adjust. They are at the standard already. So I'm just further screwing everything up, so I don't want to do that. Now do I? No, I don't. So, what are we doing? Kicking out some cool jams, that's for sure. Send some Morse code to aliens. And that's some pretty slow Morse code because I'm a pretty slow-fisted coder. By the way, I'm using a straight key, for God's sake. Not an iambic key. But if you want to send me an iambic key, I'm sure we can hook that up to do some cool synth stuff now, can't we? Yes, I should get one. They cost a bajillion dollars. I've seen some cool ones. There are some cool ones out there. So, where are we with this? How's it sound? Now, why did I even bring all this PPQ business up? Well, it's because I want to run Florian faster. Because the Florian has got clock dividers that'll divide down to 16th. So we could get trippier melodies or trippier rhythmic things. We can get more interesting rhythmic features by using the clock dividers to do weird things. And so eventually I think what's going to have to happen is I'm going to have to spend the hours trying to dig up the information on how to make this a standard damn thing, because I'm turning that thing down loud. I don't like the bass thing. So if we get our clock PPQ synchronized all the way across the board, it means we can run Florian at 100 BPM, unlike the 50 it's running at now, which is why we can't get any really trippy stuff out of it. Oh, wait, and this is the end of the line. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
Oh, yes. Supposed to be warmer tomorrow, so maybe we can go outside. Don't know where we're gonna go.